How can you know the unknowable or describe the indescribable? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. How would you try to understand something infinite? The writers in the Bible spent a lot of time both describing God's love and telling us how indescribable it is. It kind of seems like a contradiction, right? While we can't fully wrap our minds around God's love, we can still experience it personally. That's what we'll talk about with today's story, The Love of God by Cameron DeCoux. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and everyone a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The lyrics in this hymn, The Love of God by Frederick Laymon, often run through my head around Valentine's Day. These lines demonstrate the paradox of God's incomprehensible, yet knowable, love. We see this paradox in Ephesians 3:19, when Paul prays that his readers may be able to know Christ's love that surpasses knowledge. How can we know the love of God that surpasses all knowledge? Imagine if every person who ever lived and ever will live was given the job of describing the love of God in writing. For ink, they are given the equivalent of all the oceans on earth. For pens, they are given the equivalent of every blade of grass. The paper upon which they can write is as vast as the sky. Now imagine they exhaust every faculty of language, writing in every dialect, using every metaphor, combing every thesaurus, mining every dictionary, offering every similitude to describe God's love. They would still fall abysmally short of adequately communicating the greatness and perfection of God's love. Yet, as indescribable as God's love is, it is still knowable. The scriptures tell us that God's faithful, covenant-keeping love endures forever. It never fails, it never changes. And God has shown his love most clearly in this. He gave his son to pay the penalty for your sin and to reconcile you to himself. If you've put your trust in Jesus to save you, you are his. And I am persuaded that nothing can separate you from God's great love in Christ Jesus our Lord, which we can read about in Romans 8, 38, and 39. The indescribable has been clearly demonstrated. This Valentine's Day, may you know the incomprehensible love of God because you know the God of love. Okay, let's think about this a little more. How would you describe God's love? What sorts of things cause us to doubt that God really loves us? How does refocusing our attention on Christ crucified help us when we don't feel like God loves us? This Valentine's Day, consider taking a moment to pray Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, 14-21 for yourself, and then pray it again for someone you know. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 136, verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." And see for yourself what God says in Romans 8, 31-39, and Ephesians 3, 14-21, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one goal of every Unlocked story is to remind ourselves of the gospel, that is, what Jesus has done for us and how that should transform our lives. But if you don't feel like you've got a handle on exactly what the gospel is, then check out one of our topical reading plans in the Unlocked app. This one's called One Gospel, Four Views. It's a quick 5-day study diving into each of the perspectives of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find it now in the reading plan section of the Unlocked app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. What you can do to stop playing sour notes in your life and how to play God's music instead. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.